Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is another episode in our Consistency 365 series. I hope you guys are enjoying these mini-sodes along the topic of implementing consistency tools and consistency practices. I certainly am enjoying them. Just the other day, I put up a reel on social media, a little video. And in it, I said, you know those moments that you think
are too small to make a difference, they're not. Those moments you think that you keep telling yourself are too small to make a difference, they are not too small to make a difference. And here's how this came up for me personally. I was looking at my daughters, my twins. They are 8 months old. And if you were to meet them, as so many people do on any given day, you'd be like, those are the healthiest, chubbiest, most beautiful looking little girls. You wouldn't necessarily know, unless you know me, unless you know our family, that 8 months ago, they were in critical condition, 2 pounds each. Their skin was so immature and so thin, we couldn't even touch them because their skin would tear. And that we were being told that they very well might not make it because they were so sick and they were so fragile. And 8 months is not a lot of time. And in 8 months, oh my goodness, these girls have what? 2 times 9. These girls have almost 9x'd their body weight. Among other things, in just 8 months. And the thing is, there was no major turning point moment for them. There was no big thing that happened. There was no surgery that repaired something and made all the difference. There was just these tiny moments. These tiny little things that in and of themselves were not a big deal. But in this short span of time, I think we would all agree that 8 months is a pretty short span of time. They transformed inside and out. In all of these moments that we could look at and say, well, I mean, this one moment won't make a difference. But it's a lie. It's not true. So when you're standing in front of that open refrigerator or that open pantry and you're saying, this one thing won't make a difference, it's not true. Every big moment is a series of these small moments that we are likely to dismiss as insignificant, but they are not. They are not. Honesty changes everything. And when you are honest, you can say, you know what? This moment isn't too small to make a difference. This moment does matter. Every moment does matter. Every choice does matter. And that's not an argument for perfection. It's an argument for honesty. You can still choose to skip the workout. You can still choose to buy the shoes, even if they don't fit into your budget. You can still choose to eat the ice cream, but do not choose to lie to yourself and continue to submit to this story that like, oh, it doesn't really matter. Oh, it doesn't really matter. No, it does. It matters. It matters on many levels. It matters in terms of the routine that you practice. It matters in terms of what's happening to your body on the inside. It matters in terms of what's happening to your body on the outside. It matters in terms of what's happening to your confidence. It matters in terms of your pursuit of consistency. Those moments that you keep telling yourself are too small to make a difference, they are not. We'll see you tomorrow.